today's news.
Hello and welcome to Old News once again, the programme where we look back at stories in today's news which were in the papers of yesterday. A little bit different this week. I have a guest with myself here on Old News. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. Delighted to be here on the Old News podcast. I'm Sadie Gilbert. I'm here on Work Experience for the Week with Manx Radio, and Howard has been kind enough to allow me to be co-host on Old News this week.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. So, we've had a quick look back and we've been looking at some of the stories in the news. So, what have we chosen this week?
So, we've seen that there was a recent story on the horse trams. So, we just thought we'd have a little look back in time and see what was said. And there has been quite a lot said about the horse trams from plenty of decades, hasn't there?
There is an amazing amount in the papers going back to the 1930s at least. Horse trams never far from the Manx news, of course. often, as Sadie and I have been discovering for the same reason, most recently, they weren't in operation when the largest cruise liner of the season arrived on the Isle of Man, which raised a few eyebrows.
Shocking.
It did raise a few eyebrows, it has to be said. But there seem to have been calls for their demise for longer than you thought.
Oh, so it's a common theme, isn't it? It's going back to the 40s, about getting rid of the horse trams. I mean, there even was, funnily enough, someone in court. First off, didn't he say he wanted to abolish them? And then in the same court hearing, he went back and actually took back his statement and wanted to keep them, which is just very sassy newspaper writing going on, very sassy. So there's quotes, "I would personally not like to see the horse trams going, but I agree that we have reduced the number of cars from 46 to 27. And then he carries on and he says, "But is it a good thing to keep all the horse trams going when they cost twice as much to run as a double-decker bus, with buses being 21.3 pence and horse trams being 46.2 pence to travel on?"
And what paper was that? What year?
That was the 1960, October 27, and that was the Isle of Man Examiner.
Isle of Man Examiner, 1960. I've got one here a little bit earlier, 6 years earlier, when the horse trams were perhaps more in their pomp. Saturday, July the 17th, 1954, and this is the Isle of Man Examiner. And the article's entitled "Tram Horse for Radio Olympia," which I think is the Olympia buildings on the Earls Court Road there. "A tram horse, which is well known and popular with visitors," it's written, "is wanted to be the tourist board for a trip to London's Radio Olympia, accompanied by its driver. The reason is that at the end of August, a holiday resort programme is to be televised and the board has accepted an invitation from the BBC to join in." We didn't, the BBC didn't come here then. We went to the BBC, I think. "The idea of the programme is that floats representing various holiday resorts will be paraded in the arena and the audience will be invited to guess the name of the resort from the float used. The board, on the Isle of Man that is, has decided that a horse tram would be a cinch and are to construct a float at their expense, but it's been suggested it would be most appropriate if the float could be drawn at the performance by a horse tram from the corporation stables. The Tramways Committee have now resolved that permission be granted for a driver and a tram horse to go to London on the condition that no cost would be borne by the corporation. So far, the board," says the paper, "has not replied." We don't know how the horse tram got down to London.
No, we don't.
I take it it didn't walk.
And in the same one I spoke about earlier, there's another quote. "Mr. Kinnean said that the horse trams had a tendency to slow the traffic down, and that is what they needed. Some of the taxis that plied along the promenade were going like the Flying Scotsman," which I think is still something that people will complain about nowadays.
The speed of the vehicles.
Yeah, the speed of the vehicles.
There's also claims, though, and I think you've got some there, going back further than I thought, where people actually did want to bin off the horse trams, and that I always thought it was a more recent thing, perhaps in the last 20, 30 years, but it seems to go back further than that.
Yeah, it goes even back as further as 1947, horse tram drama. This is where Alderman Farragher proposes trams be abolished, and then later on it was Alderman Farragher motion defeated, the proposer voting against himself, and he apparently made a very long speech. It was too long for some, causing quite the kerfuffle in court about the horse trams being abolished.
I love that idea. Did I read there someone was banging their desk on that one? Was
yes.
that the same one?
One member purposefully lifted the lid of his desk and banged it to indicate that he had heard enough. But the elder man was unperturbed and flung all the familiar arguments against retention of the trams at the council.
1946, I'm looking at here. The Mona's Herald, no longer around, of course. Tuesday, July the 23rd, 1946. And there's a short piece. It sounds quite worrying. It just says, tram horse bolts. A tram horse bolted from the Jubilee clock on Thursday evening as it was changing round to make the return journey to Derby Castle. Startled by a cheering passenger in a passing car, the horse broke away from the driver and dashed along the promenade. The horse, being sensible by the sound of it, kept in the middle of the left-hand track, however. Well, that's the way he was used to going. And he was eventually stopped opposite the Crescent Cinema by Mr. W.J.H. Dawson of 112 Bucks Road, who rode up beside the horse on a bicycle and grabbed his reins.
Oh, it's amazing. A true hero. I loved it when we read that one.
A true hero.
A true hero.
But let us not forget as well, though, you go back, and again, I think you were looking at one of the pieces there, where there was 75 horses, something along those lines,
yes.
actually all kept in the stables at the time for a season?
Yeah, so that was the one from 1960. There was a total of 75 horses in service that summer. But then there's another one in 1948, 22 trams and 68 horses. So I think, obviously, in recent times, there isn't a lot of horses at all, but I think it fluctuated. Obviously, they were deciding whether or not they can make their mind up whether they wanted the horse trams or not, because that is the debate that goes on for years. But yeah, not many horses nowadays.
No, you think 68 horses, yeah. It's
that's
incredible
just crazy
thing.
To
I
me,
I think there's
though.
Six now, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's crazy to me because I've never known, in my 21 years of life, I've never known there to be that many horses. I don't even think that stable could keep that many horses.
No, I think the older stables, I think, were bigger. They must have been.
Yeah,
some
they
stage,
must have
I think,
been.
Yeah, to go in there. But it is incredible to think of that number of horses there back in the day. They didn't keep them all the time, of course. They were sold off as stock.
Oh, yes.
And this is from the Alderman Times, Saturday, September the 3rd, 1938. The stable, Strathallan Crescent, foot of Summerhill, it says in brackets, Douglas, 20 to 25 trammers, horses, it says, next Saturday, September the 10th, and this was basically an auction of horses. Messrs W.H. Champion Limited, the auctioneer, have again been favoured with instructions from the Tramway Committee of the Douglas Corporation to sell by public auction, as they stand, 20 to 25 trammers. The offering comprises several very good mares and geldings of excellent merit, which have been in regular work throughout the season. The terms, we are told, cash. No option. I don't think cards will be around then anyway.
No.
The sale at 2:30 p.m. Catalogues and conditions of sale will be circulated prior, and further particulars can be obtained from Messrs. W.H. Chapman of 63 Athol Street in Douglas. And it says in the bottom in heavy print, N.B., horses on view, morning of the sale.
I mean, that would have been the only way that they'd even be able to advertise that there was an auction, wouldn't it? So
absolutely.
It's very good advertisement, very enticing. I'd be going down to see them mares and geldings.
Just a little glimpse back into the papers. Are you amazed at how often these stories crop up?
I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I've actually really enjoyed looking back at it. So it was quite humorous, the way that they wrote and everything in the newspapers. I loved it.
It is. And it just goes to prove, no matter what age you are and no matter what subject you choose, if you go delving back into the papers, I can almost guarantee it's old news. Cheerio.
Yeah, bye. You're going to be yesterday's news.